Today she is Mesechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Tes. We will begin Mitzvah Shemon Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom, where the Gemara in our previous year had said that they had asked Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi to report to them some of the different halachas, the different shmuas that he had heard from his father. So he sent them another limud, a lesson that he had heard from his father, was that shloish meis v'shishim v'chamisha shvakim v'krach gadol shroimi. There were 365 marketplaces in one of the cities of Rome, corresponding to the 365 days in the year. In each one of those cities, Hayuba, there was Shlosh Meis V'Shisha Chamisha Baroinus. They had 365 towers in each one of those marketplaces. V'Kol Baroinus Baroinus, and every tower, Hayuba Shlosh Meis V'Shisha Chamisha Malus, had 365 steps. V'Chamala V'Mala Hayuba, on every one of those steps, there was enough K'dei Lozen as Kol Olam Kulay, to support, to sustain the entire world. Amar Rav Shimon bar Rebbe l'Rebbe, v'amri lei Rav Shmuel bar Yossi l'Rebbe. After hearing this statement, he said to him, "Hani leman, all of these tremendous amount of food and money, who will get them?" So he said, "L'cha ulchavroch ulchavrasecha, to you and to your friends and to your colleagues, they will all be put away for those people who learn Torah." Shnemar, the pasuk says that after the fall of the city of Tzur, and the Torah discusses what's going to be at that point for Klal Yisrael, what's going to happen to Rome. Sachra v'asnana kodesh l'Hashem, all of its merchandise, all of its fortune will be for Hashem. Lo yotzer v'lo yichasen kliyoshim l'fnei Hashem yiyah. Everything, they won't be stored away. Everything will be put away for those who serve Hashem. So the pasuk says, "Lo yotzer v'lo yichasen." Ask the Gemara, what is meant with those words, "Lo yotzer v'lo yichasen"? Tani Rabbi Yosi, "Lo yotzer ze oitzreseim." The warehouses where they keep their produce, "V'lo yichasen beis gnezeim," where they keep their gold and silver. Everything will be put away. I saw actually that the Sefer Yalkut HaMe'iri asks, how could the Gemara suggest that their wine will be available to us? Isn't their wine usher because of Stam Yenam, that the Aloch is that wine that was processed by Nochrim may not drink that wine. So what's the purpose in us having that wine? So he answers that it could be that wine, when Mashiach comes, will become mutter. But he says with Tzarech Ian, because how could that wine become mutter just because Mashiach came? Says the Gemara, the pasuk says, "Kli yoshvim l'fnei Hashem." What is meant by that pasuk? Says the Gemara, "Amr Belazar, ze hamakas makam b'yeshiva." Somebody who is in the yeshiva and all the time. So somebody's in the yeshiva all the time, so he obviously knows where everybody sits in the yeshiva. If you're there all the time, you know everybody in the yeshiva. So the person who's in the yeshiva, who's learning all the time, that's the person that's going to be zoicha to these tremendous gifts. And the Mashal explains, we know that ein lo la kadosh baruch hu ela by lamai. The only thing that Kodesh Baruch Hu has left in this world is Abba Amos of Halacha Bavad, just the Abba Amos of Halacha. Now, it also says in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, that one of the 48 ways that the Mishnah over there identifies as somebody who is kind of Torah, is able to succeed in learning, is somebody has a Makom Mekaymai. Why is it so important to know your place in order to succeed in learning? So Mashal explains, because somebody whose makor is mekaymai is obviously an individual who's in yeshiva all of the time. And if he's in yeshiva all the time, that with learning with asmada, then he will have then he will grow in learning. That's what the Gemara is saying here, says the Mashal. That if somebody's in yeshiva, not only is he in yeshiva, not only is he learning all the time, but he's learning to the degree that he's so familiar with what's going on in the yeshiva that he's so familiar with what's going on in the yeshiva that he not only does he know his own place in the yeshiva, but he's also able to say where anybody else sits in the yeshiva because that's how familiar he is with the yeshiva. That's the person who's going to be zoicha to this wonderful gift. Another pshat that the Meiri suggests is that if somebody is makir mekayim chaveray, if somebody knows where somebody else sits in the yeshiva, that is clearly an indication that he's evolved in learning with everyone else to the degree that he wants to help them learn. He goes to talk to them in learning. He goes to see what they need in the Beis Medrash. A person who has those types of midas is the person that's going to be zoicha to these wonderful gifts. Another pshat, similar pshat that the Mashal says, it's very easy to think about our own greatness. It's not so easy to think about someone else. Says the Mashal that the pshat in the Gemara Makom Kaim Chaveri beBeis Medrash means that he feels for everybody in the Beis Medrash. He recognizes everyone's greatness in Beis Medrash. He's so complimentary and so thinking about everybody else's milus, about everybody else's tremendous talents. Ikadamri Amar Belaza Zemakal Pnei Chaveri beYeshiva. He greets everybody who comes to learn the yeshiva. If somebody comes to learn everybody in yeshiva, says the Mashal, that means he cares about other people. A person who cares about everybody else, he's going to be zoicha to his gifts. The Mashal gives another pshat. When the Gemara says he greets everyone that comes into Beis Medrash, so obviously he has to be the first one in the Beis Medrash, because otherwise he couldn't greet everyone who's entering. A person who's always in the Beis Medrash first, that's the person who's going to be zoicha to these gifts. Another pshat that the Ben Yoyada says is that some people are embarrassed to ask other people to explain to them Divrei Torah. This person is so anxious to understand the Torah that he learns that he goes over to everybody in the Beis Medrash to please help him understand what he learned so he should be able to grow in learning. The Pasuk says there, L'machse Otik, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, Machse Dvarim Shekisu Ma'atik Yomim. He keeps hidden that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept hidden. My Nenu Sisrei Torah. There are different parts of the Torah, the Ma'ase Bereishis, the Ma'ase Ma'kava, Melochim, what makes up the neshama of a person, Tchiyas HaMesim, that all of these concepts are not something that should be taught publicly. And a person who's a big time chacham has to be careful not to speak about them in the public. That there are certain things that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to teach. He goes out of his way to teach Torah. Ask the remind Ninu, what is meant with this? Says the Gemara Tamei Torah. He goes out of his way to try to teach people pshat in the Torah. So the Mashal asks that the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, teaches us Nema Lo Nizgalu Tamei Torah. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically not publicize all of the different explanations of the Divrei Torah? Says the Gemara, Shreshen Mikros Nizgal Taman, there were two psukim where the Torah gave the explanation, Nishben Godel Oilam. So the story with Shlomo Melech. So we see they were supposed to try not to explain Tamei Torah. And here the Gemara is speaking so positively about somebody who's Megal Tamei Torah. So he says that there it's talking about that if the Torah explained it, sometimes if you use that explanation, you may make a mistake. But if it's because the Torah gave us the explanation, so a person is going to assume that the explanation becomes a condition in how to fulfill the mitzvah or how not to do the Aveira. But if the Chachamim, in trying to explain a Pasuk, explain it, and we realize that it's only Chazal's explanation, it's not what the Torah said, it's very different. Another pshat that he says, that there's two different concepts. There's pshat, there's something called Tamei Mitzvahs HaTorah, explaining the reasons for the mitzvahs, that should not be done. But explaining Divrei Torah, explaining Divrei Torah in a way that people who learn the Torah should understand what the Torah means, that's the Rishas says the same, that of course is very permitted. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana Mishmur B'Shmur Bar Yosef, Maidiksev, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid. So the Pasuk really should have says that Lam Natseach means to the Lenoitseach, that means it should say, we're saying a mizmor, we're saying a song, Lenoitseach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has the power to prevail over everything. What does it mean when it says Lam Natseach? Says the Gemara, Zamru Lami should be sing to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who if we Kavyochel prevail over him, who Sameach, he's happy when that happens. And the Gemara explains itself. A human being, if we're able to prevail over him, that makes him unhappy. When we are able to prevail with our claims over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually very happy. Shnemar, when, as the Pasuk says, when describing after Klai Yisrael did the Aveira with the eagle, with creating the eagle, V'yoymel HaShmidam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he would destroy them, Lulei Moshe Bechirei Amid Beferetz Lefonov. If not for Moshe Rabbeinu, who stood up to say, who stood up and debated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu till he was able to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change his mind. And the Pasuk says, Lam Natseach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy at that. What does it mean when it says Amad Beperetz? So the Mitzvah Destavit explains, it should be understood like if there was a breach in a wall and it prevents people from being able to enter back and forth through the wall. Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was so angry at Klai Yisrael after they made the eagle, and that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to stand in the breach to stop HaKadosh Baruch Hu from destroying Klai Yisrael. And the Mefarshim make a very important point. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not really interested in forgiving us for our veiros, Moshe Rabbeinu, anyone trying to save us, could not do it. It's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants we should come out on top. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows himself to be convinced to do good for us and be meichlos. Amrav Kahana b'shem Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yosi. Rabbanan Amrav b'shem Melakish b'shem Rav Yehuda Nadasiya. Maidik Siv, the Pasuk in Yecheskel, which describes the Maaseh Merkava, HaKadosh Yecheskel saw a vision of the Maaseh Merkava from Shemayim. The Pasuk says, V'idei Oda Metachas Kanfeyim. Says the Gemara, Yodai Ksiv. Says the Gemara, what does the mean, Yodai? Zeh Yodai Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. It refers to the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheprusa Metachas Kanfei Echayis. Echayis are types of Malochim that are in Shemayim. Kedei L'kabel Baal Tshuva. They're there to accept the Baal Tshuva. So what happened, so I saw that the Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler Zatzal explains in the Sefer Michtav Eliyahu that a person who does Averis and wants to do Tshuva really should have to do Tshuva on his own. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us a tremendous chesed, and not as soon as he sees that the person is anxious to do tshuva, he wants to come back and do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a siyata d'shmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him that he will be able to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, and how does he do that? By a person being mispalel. As soon as the person is mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel his tefillos. But then he goes on to say that sometimes a person with his averus has distanced himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's difficult even for him to do the minimum. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, he opens up his hands and he holds on to that person and he brings that person, as Al Gemara says, closer to him. And by HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing us closer to him, that's how we are zoicha to become Baalei Tshuva and return to him. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Kalkesev Zov Sheba Olam, all of the gold and silver in the world. Yosef locked the Vavil in Mitzrayim. Yosef collected all of that money and brought it to Mitzrayim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yilake Yosef's kol ha'kesa nimtza, he collected all the money. Engli elush shebe'eretz Mitzrayim shebe'eretz Canaan. The Pasuk says, V'yilake Yosef's kol ha'kesa nimtza be'eretz Mitzrayim be'eretz Canaan, b'sheva Hashem shoivrim. V'yoveyes Yosef ha'kesa be'eretz para. So the Pasuk spoke about the fortune that was in Eretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Canaan. Ask the Gemara, b'shar arotzos minayin, how do we know that he was able to bring the fortune from the entire world as well. Tamaloimar, the chola aretz ba Mitzrayim. The fortune from the entire world was brought to Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, Uksha'ol Yisrov Mitzrayim, and when Klaiso were able to leave Mitzrayim, Hilo Imohim, they took it out with them. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yinatzlus Mitzrayim, they completely emptied out Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Rav Asi Amar, Asu Kumetsud Hashem Beidogen, when you try to catch an animal, you put out a trap, you put food, you put grain, and that's how you attract the animal. And they emptied it out like the trap that has no more grain in it. Rav Shimon Omer, what it means is they made a kemetzula shem be'dagim, like the depths of the sea that has no fish in it. So the Ben Yoyada explains that there's really no machloikus between Rav Asi and Rav Lakish. When Rav Asi speaks about Metzula Shein by Dogim, he's talking about the finances, the gashmis that they took out of Mitzrayim. They took out all of the money from Mitzrayim, and there was nothing, and nobody could get anything from Mitzrayim. There was nothing left. Just like when you go to the depths of the sea and there are no fish. When Rish Lakish refers to Metzula Shein by Dogim, it talks away Ruchnius. There was no Kedusha left in Mitzrayim. All the Kedusha that was left in Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael took out. So of course, ask the Mefarshim, if, as the Gemara just says, they completely emptied out Mitzrayim, so why does the Medrash say that the Bezus Hayam, what they took from Mitzrayim when they got to Yamsuf, was even more than the Bezus from Mitzrayim? He was saying that there was nothing left in Mitzrayim. So the Eitz Yosef explains that the warehouses of Paroi weren't taken out when they left Mitzrayim. And then when Paroi was chasing them, he took them along to the Yam, and that's what they took. The Tzlach explains that Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim did not live in all of Mitzrayim. They lived in certain neighborhoods. So says the Tzlach, in the neighborhoods where Klal Yisrael lived, that's where they took all that the Gemara just refers to. Then, but there was the rest of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a very large country where Klal Yisrael didn't really live there. They didn't take anything from those areas, but those people were involved in chasing after Klal Yisrael when they came to the Yam, and that's what they took. Says the Gemara, Vayimunach, and this money was sitting in the hands of Klal Yisrael for about 500 years, Ad Rechavam, until the time of the kingdom of Rechavam, the son of Shlomo. And then says the Gemara, Bosheshe Melch Mitzrayim, Sheshek the king Mitzrayim, Kevin Notlam Rechavim, Shnema Vyibi Shona Chamishis Lamelch Rechavim, Olof, Sheshek Melch Mitzrayim al Yushalayim, Sheshek the king of Mitzrayim attacked Yushalayim, Vayikach as Oitrus Beis Hashem, Ves Oitrus Beis Hamelech. And he took everything back. Says the Gemara, Bo Zorach Melch Kush, then Zorach, the king of Cush, went to war against Mitzrayim, Venotlam Sheshak, and he took everything away from Sheshak. And then Bo Asa, the king of Yehuda, and Shevet Yehuda, Venotloi, Mizorach Melch Kush, and he took that back from Zorach Melch Kush. Vishigroi Ladrimo Ben Adrimon, he sent it to Adrimo Ben Adrimon, who was the king of Aram, to help him wage war. Bobene Amon, and then says the Gemara, Amon Kevin Nitloin, Madrima Ben Adrimon, Boya Shefet, who was a Melech Yehuda, Venotla Bemne Amon, took it from Ne Amon, Vayimunach, and it was in the hands of the Malchi Yehuda, Ad Ochos, until the time of Ochos Ben Yosam, Bo Sancherev Venotla Mochos, and then Sancherev came and took it from Ochos, and Bo Chiskyo Venotla Mecheres. And it's interesting, the Rashbam points out that it was obvious that in those times when people went to war, they took along with them everything, all of their fortune. Otherwise, how did they get, how did these various kings get their hands on this money? Vayimunach, and it was sitting with Chizkia until Tzidkio, Bar Kazdim, at the time of the Churban by Smigdish Rishon, Venotlam Tzidkio, took it away from Tzidkio, Bar Parsai Venotlam Kazdim, then the Parsayim took it away from the Kazdim, Bar Yevonim Venotlam Parsayim, Bar Haroim Venotlam Yevonim, the Romans took it from the Greeks, and says the Gemara, Adayin Munach Baroimi, and that's where it is until this very day. Amar Rav Chama B'Reb Chanina, Sholosh Matmanis, three treasures, Hitman Yosef Mitzrayim, the Yosef hide in Mitzrayim. Achaz Nezgal al-Kairach, one was the money that Kairach got, and it was swallowed into the ground together with Kairach. Achaz Nezgal al-Tinus ben Asfiris, many times in Shas we find that the Roman Emperor, his name was Antigonus ben Asfiris, who was a good friend of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Vachaz Gonos l'Tzadikim, and one is hidden away for the Tzadikim, lost to Lovai. So I saw that the Gemara says that Yosef HaTzadik had three treasures. So I saw the Mefarshim explain what does it mean when Gemara says that he has three treasures. So they say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has three oitzris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has three treasures in Shemayim. One is Yerushemayim. One is, because it says, Ein Leil HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Yerushemayim Bilvad. The other one is Shabbos, Matanos, Toivi Yeshtu Beis Genozi Shabbos Shema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I have this wonderful treasure in my warehouse called Shabbos. And the next is Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is an Oitzer Chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what happened is that the one who had all these three Oitzeris is Yosef HaTzadik, because Yosef HaTzadik is the person who represents everything that is good in Klal Yisrael. And therefore, he was the one that had all three of these treasures. So, asked the Mashal, that we already learned earlier in our Amid, that we spoke about Klal Yisrael taking the three Oitzeris of Yosef, taking the Oitzeris of Yosef Mitzrayim. So what's the Gemara mean here when it speaks about the Sholosh Matmonius? So he says, there we were talking about the Oitzeris that everybody knew about. Here we're talking about different treasures that Yosef had hidden away. The Pasuk says in Koheles, Oish Shamal Abal of Larosai, Omer Rav Shimon Malakish, Zu Oish Shakairach. It refers to the tremendous wealth that Kairach had, which led him to do all the averis he did. I saw that beautiful vort, Oish Shamal Abal of, if a person takes the money that he has, and Shomer, he hides it away, he doesn't share it with other people, then that's what Kairach did. Kairach kept his money for himself, and because he kept his money for himself, he didn't use it to give tzedakah, l'ra'asoy, it caused him the ultimate downfall. And I saw the Sefer Mayan Echaim explains, a person who is hungry, a person who's short on money, doesn't have time to think about COVID, doesn't have time to think about everything else. He's just trying to survive. Because Kairach was so wealthy, so he didn't have to worry about how will I be able to pay my bills. He's Baruch Hashem so wealthy, and that's what caused him to start thinking about and coming up with the plans which ultimately caused his ultimate downfall. Says the Gemara, again, Osha Shamal Baal V'l-Rasai, Amr Avshim B'Lakish, Osha Shekairach, it refers to the wealth of Kairach. That's Kal Yikum, because the Pasuk says, when he was swallowed up in the ground, that's Kal Yikum HaShemar Aglayam, Amr B'Lazo, what does that mean? It refers to Mamayna Shaladam, a person's finances, Shemamidai Al-Raglov, that's able to keep him standing. Amr Avlevi, Masui Shasholos Meis Pardus Lavanas, it took 300 white mules, just to carry all of the keys to the warehouses of Kairach. The Kulia Klid Viklipa the Gilda. And all of these keys were put into leather pouches that were put on the animals. And you still needed all these animals to carry these keys because you had so many warehouses. Diash, Adish, Kajdach, Ma'oidach, Simon. Amr Shimon Nachmani, Amr Yonason. We go back to what? To Hallel that we spoke about in yesterday's shir. We say in Hallel, Oitcha kin nesoni v'tehili l'shua. Amr David. David HaMelech said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I thank you for helping me win all the wars. And I saw that the Pesach Enayim explains that Shaul's kingdom, Shaul's monarchy did not extend as David's. And David HaMelech said, Kinisani, as we are going to discuss, David HaMelech was attacked. And he says the fact that he was attacked personally is what caused that his monarchy should extend. And another pshat that the NLYO says that because David HaMelech was a shepherd and he showed that he cared about those small, poor animals, that is what caused that he should become a king. Says the Gemara, the pasuk afterwards in Hallel says, Evan Maso Aboinim Hoiso L'Roish Pina Oma Yishai. So Rashi explains that David was just a shepherd. David was the youngest of the brothers, and Yishai said that he was that son was the one that ultimately became the king. Or as the Mashal explains, that there was always a claim about David HaMelech that he's posel lovel kol, he's not allowed to come into Klal Yisrael, because as the Gemara in Masechta Yevamos Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis explains that after David HaMelech was able to defeat Goliath, and Shaul saw that he was such a great individual, so he thought that he's going to be able to be king, but David told him, you have nothing to worry about, because David HaMelech was a descendant of Rus, and the pasuk says, Lo yova amoni me'avi b'kal Hashem, gam dor asiri lo yova le b'kal Hashem ad oilam, and he's a descendant of Rus, who's from Amon, from Oyav. Until Avner responded, Amayni v'loy amaynis, mayavi v'loy mayavis. It was only said on the men, not on the women. So that's pshat. Evim also, Boinim, they said that he's not real kosher to come to Kol, but he really was. But then I saw a very interesting medrash. Yishai had separated from his wife. And after he had separated from his wife for a number of years, he wanted to marry his servant, his maid. And the reason he had actually separated from his wife, says Sayyidim Mefarshim, because he started being concerned, is he allowed to marry a Jewish woman, because he was a descendant of Rus. And therefore he wanted to marry a Shivcha, because if I'm freer, so if he's a full-fledged Jew, he can marry her. And if not, she's a Shivcha, he would be Meshachar on Tanai. But what happened was, everybody thought that he was a Ben Shivcha. But really what happened was Yishai's wife was the one who he had relations with. He realized that he could be married to that woman. So everybody said that he was the son of a Shivcha. But really, Hoysel Rosh Pina, he ended up being king of a Klal Yisrael. Meis Hashem, Hoysel Zois, Omer David, Omer Echav. They could not believe that David HaMelech was the one from all the brothers who became the king. He was the youngest of the brothers. And then Zayyim also Hashem Nagil of Anisukhabai, Amma Shmuel, that Shmuel was so thrilled that he was able to find David HaMelech that is the worthy candidate to be the king of Klal Yisrael. And not only that, Shmuel was saying to the brothers of David that even though you are unhappy and you don't think that David HaMelech should be the king, there will be a day that all of you will recognize that David HaMelech is the most worthy candidate to be the king. On Hashem Hashina, Amu Da'achav. And then the brothers came to the recognition that they need to daven that Hashem should save them through David HaMelech. On Hashem Hatzlichana Amu, David HaMelech was mispalel that he should indeed be successful in being king. Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem Amu Yishai, that when Shmuel came to anoint David HaMelech, Yishai greeted him, Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem, Baruch Hu Chem Beis Hashem, Amar Shmuel, he said to the children of Yishai that not only should David HaMelech be blessed, but all of the children of Yishai should be blessed. Kel Hashem Yor Lanu Amar Kulam, Shmuel and Yishai. And Shmuel all thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Kel Hashem V'yar Lanu, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu opening up our eyes and seeing that David HaMelech is the worthy candidate to be king. Isru Chag Ba'avos HaKadosh HaMizbeach Amar Shmuel. After all of this happened, Shmuel said they should bring karbonos to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being able to find the right candidate to be king. Keli Atavaydecha Amar David, as after he was anointed as king, David HaMelech got up and publicly thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alekai Ramecha, and everybody joined in that praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Kulam. Says the Gemara Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah says in Masechet Sukkah, the Flamet Ches Amar Aleph, again continuing to speak about Hilchas Halel, Makam Shenagu Lichbol, somebody in the place where the minig is to say the Pesukim of Halel twice, Yichbo, that's what you should do. You should follow that minhag. So from the Rashi and from the Rashbam, it seems to mean that in certain places they used to go back, every pasuk of Halel was repeated twice. Others explain it's referring only to certain pesukim. Lifshot, in the place where there's a minhag not to repeat the pesukim, Yifshot, leave it that way. Levarach Achrov, where the minhag is to say a bracha after Halel is recited, Yivarech, and Makam, where you don't make the bracha, don't make the bracha, says the Gemara, Hakul Kaminig Medina, everything should be done according to the Minig Medina. Amar Abaye, Loi Nishna, this that we just said, that the bracha and Halel depends on the Minig HaMakam, Elz La'achrov. That's only referring to the bracha that's recited after Halel. Avol Afonov, the bracha that's said before Halel, Mitzvah Levarach, everybody will agree that you should say. It doesn't depend on any menhagim. Damar of Yehuda Mishmul, kol ha-mitzvahs, all mitzvahs mevarach oivel l'siyosan, all mitzvahs should be made oivel l'siyosan. So the question is, the Chasam Sofer wants to understand, why does the Gemara use the word kol ha-mitzvahs? It should say mitzvahs oivel l'siyosan. What's the trying to say by kol? So he says, because the Kuzri explains that what's the reason we're supposed to make a bracha before a mitzvah or before we do anything? It's to be mekabel, to get ourselves in the proper frame of mind before we do the mitzvah. So we'd say that only by mitzvahs, which are supposed to bring us extra kedusha, that's where the bracha should be made beforehand. Other mitzvahs not, teaches us the Gemara, kol ha-mitzvahs. Before you do any type of mitzvah, there's a reason to make a bracha beforehand. So the Rishonim ask, the Gemara is going to explain in this, right now, that oivel l'siyosan means before you do the mitzvah. So the Rishonim ask the obvious question, why didn't the Gemara use the word koidim l'siyosan, that the bracha should be made before you do the mitzvah? And then we of course know the definition of the word koidim, instead of saying oivel and now trying to figure out what oivel means. So he says, the Gemara uses the word oivel to teach us that the bracha should be made right before the mitzvah is made, done. There should be no hefsek, there should be no time in between the bracha and the actual mitzvah. But I saw another pshat, which is sort of just the opposite. That let's say somebody began doing the mitzvah without making the bracha, and then he realized that he didn't make the bracha, as long as he's still involved in doing the mitzvah, he could still make the bracha. Says the Gemara, and that's why if we would have said koidim, I would say that if it's after you did the mitzvah, it's too late. Teaches us the Gemara, the word koidim, over, that as long as you're still involved in doing the mitzvah, you could still make the bracha. Ask the Gemara, my mashma, the high over loshna gdumihu, how do we know that the word over means before? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Nachma, Yitzchak the Ksiv. When Yoav ben Tzruya killed Avshalom, he sent his servant, the Cushi, to notify David. Achmiatz ben Tzadik wanted to be one to tell David. So the pasuk says, "V'yaretz Achmiatz derech Akika, v'yaves a Cushi." He went in front of the Cushi. So we see, "Oiver" means to proceed. Abayam a Mahacha, The pasuk says when Yaakov Avinu left Haran and was going towards Esav, the pasuk says v'hu ovel lefneihem. The Yaakov Avinu went before the rest of his family. Ikdam nahacha. The pasuk says regarding Mashiach that should come b'meher b'yameinu v'yava malkal lefneihem v'shem b'roishem. Tanya, Rebbe koifel bar dvarim. Rebbe would certain pesukim in Tehallel, he would repeat twice from the pasuk of Baruch Haba b'shem Hashem until the end of Hallel. Rebbe Elazar ben Parata moisa b'dvarim. He would add more pesukim than Rebbe, which he would say twice. My moisif, what extra pesukim did he double? Amar Abaya, moisa lichvol, he would add from the pasuk of Oitcha kenisanu lamata until the end of Hallel. Darash Rav Avira, Zimmer Amalei Mishmeder Rav Ami, Zimmer Amalei Mishmeder Rav Asi. Maidik Siv, the pasuk says, V'yigdel ha-yelad v'yigomel, that Yitzchak grew up, V'yas Avram, Mishta Godel b'yom yigomel as Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Avram made a party on that day. Says the Gemara, what does that pasuk come to teach us? Says the Gemara, also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasses suda l'tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a suda for tzadikim. B'yoyim sheyigmal chesed l'zaro shel Yitzchak. When the gula comes, m'heir b'yameinu, and he's going to make us, and he's going to do such a chesed for Klal Yisrael, he's going to make a suda. Why specifically are we called zaro shel Yitzchak? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained the Gemara Masechta Shabbos that paid tes on the beis. Very famous Gemara discusses a dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Avos. And specifically, Yitzchak is the one who speaks so positively on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And because Yitzchak speaks on our behalf, that's why we're called Zaroi Shel Yitzchak. And it's interesting in the Tfilas in Musaf of the Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah by Zichronis, we mention our Dakeda, and we say Dakedas Yitzchak. We speak about Dakeda that Yitzchak should be remembered Lazaro Shel Yitzchak. So there are Gersos. The Maril quotes the Ramak and the Magen Avraham quotes this. We should say Vakedus Yitzchak Lazaroi Shel Yaakov Hayoyim Tiskor. And the reason they say we should say Zaroi Shel Yaakov, so there are two versions. One version is Vakedus Yitzchak Lazaroi Hayoyim Tiskor, and the other version is Vakedus Yitzchak Lazaroi Shel Yaakov Hayoyim Tiskor. And the reason is because Yitzchak had two children. Yitzchak had Yaakov and Esav. And we want to make sure that it's understood and recognized that which Zaroi Shel Yitzchak, it means the children of Yitzchak, Klal Yisrael, Zaroi Shel Yaakov. And the Taz explains that in the Tefillas on Rosh Hashanah, we have to be very careful to be very clear in what we are saying. And since we have to be so clear in what we're saying, we have to say Zaroi Shel Yitzchak. There are others that disagree. The Chasam Sofer says from our Gemara, he quotes a Rivosh, from our Gemara, there's a Raya, not like that, because our Gemara, we just said, the Gemara just said, B'yoyim sheyigmal yigmal chesdoi l'zaroi shel Yitzchak. It doesn't say any more than that. So it's enough, obviously, just to say Zaroi shel Yitzchak. Lacha, says the Gemara, she'oichel v'shoysim, after they finish eating and drinking, noisnin, they give Avram Avinu the kais shabrach to say brichas amazon. And Avram Avinu refuses. He says, how could I be the one to say brichas amazon? I had a son like Yishmael. So then they tell Yitzchak, you should say brichas amazon. I can't be the one to do so. I'm the one that Esav came out of. I'm Lele Yaakov Tolaburich. You should do it. I'm Einim Mevarich. I may not be the one to make this bracha. Shenishtati Shtei Achoyus Bechayim. I married Rachel and Leah while both of them were still alive. And we know Shatsida Torah La'asra Lai. We know that the Torah says a person is not allowed to marry two sisters. So The Mefarshim ask, it says in the Pasuk that Yaakov Avinu told Esav, Imlovengarti, and Rashi says, Imlovengarti, v'taryag mitzvah shemarti. The Yaakov Avinu said about himself that he kept all the mitzvahs. And he was saying that Yaakov Avinu himself says that I married two sisters, which I wasn't allowed to do. So the Ramban explains that Yaakov Avinu said that he kept all the mitzvahs only when he was in Eretz Yisrael. In Rachel, we know, in fact, passed away as they were entering Eretz Yisrael. Because what Yaakov Avinu meant to say was that while I was in Eretz Yisrael, I kept all the mitzvahs. The Mashab gives a different explanation. We know the Gersh and his Geyer, throughout Halacha, there's a concept of Gersh and his Geyer, Kekot and Shinoi L'Domi. Any convert is considered like he was born new, so they really weren't considered sisters. And if they're not considered sisters, that's why he didn't do any Aveira. But ask the Mizrahi, if that's the case, so then why did Yaakov Avinu say here in the Gemara that I did an Aveira by marrying two sisters? If they were Gersh and his Geyer, Kekot and Shinoi L'Domi, he didn't do an Aveira. But so the answer is Dratvaz, that even though Yaakov technically did not do an Aveira, but what Yaakov Avinu was saying is that still, since the Torah ultimately is going to say that this is something that should not be done, even though I had every right to do it, I'm not the person that's worthy to lead the Birchas Hamazon. I'm Alal Moshe Tolavarech. So they ask Moshe Rabbeinu, you lead the Zeman. Amlam Einem Mevarach, I cannot be the one to do so. Shloi Zechisi L'Karnas Let Yisrael, Loi B'chayev V'loi B'maisei. I never entered that Yisrael, not when I was alive and when he was dead. And we see from here, says the Sefer, Kafta V'ferach, that even if a person was never able to enter Eretz Yisrael while he was alive, there's still a schus of Eretz Yisrael that he should be brought there after he passed away. Amlam Yeshua Talabarech, so they tell Yeshua, you should be the one to lead the Zimun. And in the benching we say, somebody who's going to have a share in Eretz Yisrael. But says Yeshua, since I didn't leave over any sons, I don't have anybody who's going to have a share in Eretz Yisrael. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says regarding Yeshua, Yeshua benun, nun benoi, Yeshua benoi. That Yeshua was the end of the line because he had no sons. And a person who doesn't have any sons shouldn't be the one that doesn't have a share in Eretz Yisrael, can't lead the benching. Says the Gemara, Amar lo David. So they tell David, To, you take the kais and lead Ubarech and lead the Birchas Hamazon. Imlem, Ani Avarech, Velina Avarech. Indeed, I will do so. Shenemar, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kais Yeshua's Esau, over Shem Hashem Ekra. So of course, the Mefarshim ask that Avraham Avinu had said that he can't be the one to lead the Birchas Hamazon because he had Yishmael come out from him. So didn't Avshalom come, as we spoke about Avshalom earlier in our shir, wasn't Avshalom, who also wasn't a tzaddik, a son of David, so why could David lead the benching? So the Gra answers that you can't compare Yishmael and Avshalom. Yishmael was a person who wasn't a good person, whereas Avshalom was convinced by Achitofel to rebel against his father. And therefore, Avshalom, who did not do this on his own, is not comparable to Esav. The Ben Yoyada asks, why don't we find that they should ask Aaron HaKohen or Yosef HaTzadik to lead the benching? So the answer that if Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Gemara just taught us, cannot lead it because he didn't enter Eretz Yisrael, so that applies to Aaron. And saying by Yosef that who was born from Rachel, who was the second sister that Yaakov married, and Yaakov said, because I married two sisters, I can't lead the benching. So Yosef, who's the child of the second sister, should obviously not be the one that can lead the benching. So now the question is, the Gemara, the Yavitz asks, the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Hayom and Aleph, Kol Anoisin Lo Kois Lavarech. If somebody is asked to lead the Birchas Hamazon, Veinam Avarech, Mekatze Yomav, it causes him to leave the world early. So how can we have a situation that all these people were asked to lead the Birchas Hamazon and they refused? So the Yavitz answers that Gemara only applies in a situation where this person is supposed to make the Bracha. There's nobody greater sitting there. And if the halacha says that you should be the one leading the brichas mazon, and then you refuse, that's when we have this issue. But if there's a reason, like Al Gemara keeps on repeating, then you're allowed to refuse. So, of course, the Mefarshim ask that David HaMelech, who's known to be so modest, how did David HaMelech accept the kibud of benching? So he says, I saw from Rav Ashlag Zatzal, he says, because David HaMelech saw that he was such a unworthy person, he says, Anochi tolas v'layish. So he says, if I, who are so unworthy, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for me such tremendous nisim, so I'm specifically the one that should lead the benching. I, who really don't deserve anything, says David, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu does so much for me, so I am the one to say Birchas HaMazon. I'm the one to bless Hashem. Somebody who's worthy could say, I deserve what I got, but I know I don't deserve anything. And even though I don't deserve anything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does so much for us. That's why we have to say, Baruch to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though we don't deserve it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so wonderful to us.